Chapter 2. The Send-Off. Colin, Nick, Carrie, and Valerie presented their ancient Egypt report to the class on Wednesday. Only a few students fidgeted in their seats. But they fidgeted because they knew that Colin's group was taking the first field trip, which made the prospect more of a reality for everyone. Now, Thursday had finally arrived, and still they were waiting. For Gilly. At first, Colin wasn't thrilled that his sister was coming. But then Gilly explained what had happened after he'd given her Ms. Tolly's note. Ms. Tolly had asked her where Sphinx had come from.
"You found her on the street, right?" said Colin.
"Yeah," said Gilly. "On the street during a field trip to ancient Egypt."
"But Gilly," Colin exclaimed, "that's breaking the number one field trip rule."
I know, you can't interfere with anything or you'll start a chain of events that could change the course of history. But she was just a scared little thing, and I didn't think." Gilly went on to explain that when Ms. Tolly saw Sphinx, she realized that the new edition of their history text was different. A certain picture of the tomb of Pharaoh Ramses II was now missing, so Ms. Tolly wanted Gilly to come on the trip and return Sphinx. Ms. Tolly gave last-minute instructions, and the whole class gathered around the field trippers.
"Come now, everybody. Give them some room," ordered Tina Bowles, a student teacher who had immigrated from Ghana.
Finally, Gilly burst into the classroom with Sphinx tucked under one arm. "Sorry, the cat was hiding under my bed," she added glumly. Ms. Tolly turned to Colin and his friends. "Ready?" everyone shouted. "Yes." Then Valerie inched her hand up.